Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. I've been talking about the Shroud of Turin all week this week. I think it is an incredible piece of evidence that verifies the biblical accounts of the death and resurrection of Jesus. I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the things it reveals about what Jesus did for us as we move on today. Let me take this opportunity to invite you, first of all, to come to church this Sunday. I want to always encourage you to stay in church. We see in the Bible, in God's Word to us, He tells us that we need that fellowship. We need to be with other people who are seeking a relationship with God. We need to be reminded about the gospel and the teachings in the Bible again and again through the preaching of God's Word. And so you need to have a church like that where you can be encouraged, built up in your faith in Christ. And so I encourage you to find a church this Sunday. If you don't have another church, if you're in our area, we always welcome you to come to Fairfax First Baptist Church for the 11 o'clock service. I also preach at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray at a 9 o'clock service. And so we'd love to have you at either of those services. I'd love to meet you there. If you have any questions about church or any questions about the program, you can call 943-8237. That number is 943-8237. I'd also encourage you to check out an article on the Shroud of Turin about the blood stains on the shroud and how they are. This was a study that was done just this past summer. There are all kinds of new studies being done all the time that come out on the shroud, and this study shows that the blood was from someone who was tortured, that you can find different markers in the chemicals in the blood in the stains on the shroud that show that whoever's blood that is, it is blood, it is a blood type AB that matches the blood type on another garment that I talked about yesterday, kept in Spain, that dates at least back to 600 AD. So it shows that the carbon-14 dating is most likely not correct on the shroud. But this blood, whatever it is, comes from someone who suffered greatly at the time that they died. And to me, this is the, you know, kind of conclusive piece of evidence on top of everything else we've looked at, that this is an incredibly advanced forgery. If it is a forgery, if it was done in the Middle Ages to make people think we have the burial cloth of Jesus, but isn't actually the burial cloth of Jesus, someone had to figure out technology hundreds of years ahead of time how to take photographs. Someone had to have a victim that they were able to wound in a way that made it look like a crucified victim. When they took this kind of photograph of it, it also has a 3D kind of imagery to it. When you look at it, the shadings of light and dark, it's as if this linen was lying over a face when the impression was made, not that it was a flat sheet with a photograph taken like we usually take photographs. It's almost like holographic. You know, you can think of how a hologram has that 3D sense to it. That's also how the shroud is. You also have the different pieces of dirt on it, the limestone that matches with Jerusalem first century tombs. You have a lot of other different studies that have been done on pollen fragments and so forth that come from Jerusalem. The question I have when I'm looking at all this is how or why, really? What is the motive for someone doing a forgery to make it so precise, to make it match so many different descriptions that no one in the Middle Ages would be able to check out or you know, show, oh, you know, that's not how burial cloths looked in the first century. You know, there's no motive to cover all your tracks and make it so realistic, so historically accurate, and everything else. You could just easily paint something and say, here's the cloth of Jesus, and most people back then would have bought it, would have believed it. So for me, that's the reason why I think the evidence is very strong that this is, beyond a reasonable doubt, in my opinion, the burial cloth of Jesus Christ. Now, that brings up a lot of interesting things. We learn things about the crucifixion of Jesus through this cloth. We can see actually where the wounds are in the wrists. We can see the wound in his side exactly where it is and how it matches with the biblical description. We can see where the crown of thorns was on his head. We also can tell that this man was beaten severely. You can see all the different wounds on his back. The images not only of the front part of Jesus' body and his face, but also there is the back image where the cloth would have been wrapped around his back. You can see all of the different places where he was whipped, beaten, where he was bleeding from his back. You can tell, of course, from the chemical analysis of the blood that at the time he died, basically he was running out of blood. I mean, he bled to death. It was incredible what he went through. You can see where he was beat on his face, where one of his eyes was shutting up because of the swelling. So this is portrayed actually in the Passion of the Christ. You know, he just became mangled beyond recognition. And you can see specifically, you know, exactly what happened and what his body looked like at the time of his death in the shroud. I think that's very moving. You can see his face. We know what Jesus looked like from the shroud. So it takes, you know, the gospel accounts and says, here's something that was physically wrapped around Jesus that shows us what he looks like and exactly what he went through. To me, that's pretty moving to look at that and think, wow, this is real. Jesus really was brutally beaten and crucified on my behalf to pay for my sins. He did that. He went there willingly for me. But then you also have this element of, is this a picture of the resurrection? Now, what do I mean by that? Well, I mean, where did the image actually come from? There are different theories of how this image might have gotten on there. But one of the strangest things about this cloth and about the image is the fingers. When you look at the fingers, they seem very long. In fact, initially, some people thought maybe this is evidence that this is a forgery because they got the fingers wrong. Look how long the fingers are in this painting. Well, we now know conclusively it's not a painting. It is a photograph. So how could there be a photograph of a man with such long fingers? Well, in reality, if you know, have ever seen an x-ray of the hand, you know that it will look like you have really long fingers because the bones of the fingers go down further than where our fingers are. They go into the hand. And when you're doing an x-ray, you don't get all of the, you know, all of the hand, the skin that covers the hand, you get more of the length of the bones of the fingers showing up. And that's what the shroud looks like. It looks like you almost have an x-ray type image coming through, especially where the fingers are. And that would suggest that maybe we have some kind of radiation that's being emitted that's causing the image. Well, what could that be? Well, that would be the resurrection itself. So the theory would be that Jesus was wrapped in this cloth. He, you know, is still bleeding, and so it leaves blood marks over the cloth. But then at the moment of the resurrection, when you have this lightning, the Bible talks about an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and his appearance was like lightning. Now, I don't know if that's exactly talking about what happened at the moment of the resurrection or is maybe a clue of that, but perhaps that is how an image got left on the cloth as Jesus then left the cloth there in the tomb. This image is left behind. And so what you actually have a photograph is not of Jesus at the time he died or at the time he was wrapped in the cloth, but the image itself comes from the moment of the resurrection. And the fact that you have this negative image, I talked about this before, if you have a, when you take a picture of it and you have negative film, it looks like a positive image. So the image on the shroud is actually a negative image. It actually looks like it's coming from inside the cloth out, you know, because of the way the cloth had to be wrapped around the body, it would produce this 3D image, which is exactly what we see in the cloth. And all these things, just when you look at it, it's like, wow, is this a picture of the moment the resurrection of Jesus happened? I think it looks that way. There's some debate about that. There are other arguments. Remember, our faith in Jesus does not depend on the Shroud of Turin. It's just one other piece of evidence that even all by itself is pretty remarkable evidence. But whether it's authentic or not, there's still overwhelming evidence that Jesus died for our sin and rose from the dead. We can trust him. We can trust the Bible. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.